Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
By request, baby.
Fast track.
Why'd we kill Fast Track? I forget.
Because it sucked.
Because it was tired fast and boring.
Fast Track. Yeah, you got. Hey, if you're not. What's new? What's next? What's new? What's next, man?
So we went to Bobcat, which is totally different.
What is this?
I don't know. Flip the coin, remember?
Oh, flip the coin. That's right.
Play the whole thing out. Come on.
All right.
Oh,
heads with no advantage. Yeah.
No advantage. Exactly. That was the old bit.
So you got to leave them wanting more, Mace. It's good. You guys ended it right at its peak.
Right when we were ordered to.
Yeah, you got canceled.
Yeah, Fast Track got canceled.
Yeah, Boss Amanda.
Okay, so
by the powers that be.
And I was very
live Imaging Tuesday. Here you go,
no, I was canceled. It's just being honest.
Bobcat. Right.
So Jeannie Buss, where is this from, by the way, Bergman? Is this from the...
The Jeannie Buss? She was with Jimmy Kimmel Live, but it wasn't Jimmy Kimmel. It was
a fill-in host. Yeah, it was a fill-in host. I'm not sure who it was.
Deuces.
But here is Jeannie from Jimmy Kimmel talking about the weirdest thing she's ever seen at a Lakers game. Oh, I guess I'm supposed to play that.
Come on, man.
What's the weirdest thing that's happened at a Lakers game you've been to?
You know, I guess the weirdest thing was right after O.J. Simpson was acquitted.
You could have just stopped that.
No, he was coming to a game, and I had to talk to the staff and say, you know what? He's like anybody else who has a ticket. We have to show him, you know, respect and you know, make sure that he's treated like any other paying guest. So he came to a game, but he illegally parked at the Forum.
OJ.
So his car was towed.
No.
So, you know, you just can't get away with everything.
Yes.
OJ.
You can't get away with everything. That is that's a great clip.
That's a great, very nice. Very nice.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen in a Lakers game?
Okay, remember when Britney Spears was going through that scene where she was shaving her head and a bunch of different stuff? She showed up at a Laker game one time, and she went into the media room.
Right.
And just in there, and John will tell you, I was standing by John, and she just, hi, guys, and just kept
totally normal.
Just totally normal, because everybody's supposed to be in the chairman's room on the opposite side.
Yeah, correct.
Staples Center.
Where the cool kids go.
She was there. Yeah, I think that was probably the weirdest one, that interaction that I mean, there's so many different things that you see at Laker games where you would think they're weird, but they're kind of normal for being a Laker game.
You know, the one, this is, you know, total, I don't know, maybe downer, I don't know.
Oh boy, let's go with that.
Yeah.
I remember being at the Lakers-Milwaukee game in 2020, March of 2020. It was right before the world shut down. And everybody knew there was something.
Yeah.
And nobody knew if they should shake hands or not.
Uh-huh.
That was pre-mask. So everybody's like, they'd shake hands and they'd say, I wasn't supposed to do that. Yeah. And the Purell and all that stuff was flowing. So that was where
a weird one. That's a downer. That's life.
The weirdest thing was when I saw Kim and Kanye in the press room.
They went in there?
They went in the press room.
Why?
Me and Andy Kamenetsky were sitting there and in role.
Why are we whispering?
Because it's for dramatic purposes.
Kim and Kanye were there. Okay, yeah.
So Kim and Kanye come in, and I'm like, oh God, I would love to talk to Kim.
Uh huh.
I'm a huge Kim fan.
Oh, aren't we all?
She's so. No, here's the thing about Kim.
Oh no.
She's really smart. She's
super
a
nice
very too. Intelligent. Yeah, really nice. Treated everybody really well. But I wanted to have a conversation, and I kept saying to Kim, "I'm gonna go up and get my picture taken with Kim."
Okay.
And then I chickened out. But what would a picture with Kim Kardashian have done
for your Instagram?
For the Instagram? Yeah. Oh, I think go crazy.
The weird one too was when Bieber did the play-by-play with John.
That is a weird one. Yeah,
and he left.
Boom
Selena
goes the dynamite.
He left Selena Gomez on the floor.
Yep.
Went up to John and Michael's seat and he sat there. And I remember taking a picture of that. And I posted it, and all of a sudden, all the Beliebers were following me, and it became like, "Oh, we need more pictures of them." I'm like, "Oh, no." Yeah, so Belieber doing play-by-play.
Doing the play-by-play. Yeah, that's a good one. Bergman, anything for you?
Yeah. You staying to the end of the game? That was easily the weirdest thing.
That happens when the games are important.
right? Like, 2010.
No, I mean, Kobe's last game, you stayed till the end, so that was weird.
I was there for Kobe's last game.
Kobe's last game was crazy.
That may be the most surreal night.
That was I was there for the 2010 championship, but Kobe's last game was just really, it was fun, actually.
It was fun.
It was fun, just being in the building so early in the afternoon and trying to figure out exactly who was going to do what. Everything there, and just when he's just lighting it up in the fourth quarter, everybody in the press row
was like, whoa!
He's keep going and keep going. And keep going. I sat right behind the basket, so I'm like, "What? This is cool." You know, Jay-Z was walking on the court, and I ended up in his picture. I'm in behind him. That's you type in Jay-Z, Kobe's last game. I'm behind him.
Oh, there you are?
Yeah, it shows up.
Me and Momo got behind Britney Spears one time and wound up in the New York Post.
Yeah, nice. Awesome. Oh, you were page six?
Ooh. Yeah,
page six, Britney
Momo
Spears.
Momo and Steve Mason.
Yeah, it looks like, if you look at it, it looks like we're sitting with her, but we don't know her. We don't know her.
She don't know you.
All right, let me get to this.
Okay, hold on, before you get to that, Aaron Judge, by the way, has a 7.0, which is ridiculously
high.
That's
unbelievable. Wow.
And Shohei has a 5.8, which is also very ridiculous.
Did you add the pitching with the hitting?
That is the pitching with the hitting, according to Baseball Reference.
Well, then I got to say, probably Aaron Judge is the most valuable player. That is an objective view. Wins above replacement. You love these stats, don't you?
Yeah.
Beto, you love wins above replacement.
Yeah.
It's a very accurate stat.
That's a good stat. Some of the other ones, the defensive metrics, is like, I could do without that.
Yeah.
Exit velocity, I can deal without that on a broadcast.
You want to know? I want to know now how hard that was hit, 103 miles an hour.
And
like,
he caught it.
He barreled that.
Yeah, he barreled it into his glove.
Yeah.
Like, okay, great. Give me exit velocity. I like the distance.
Yep.
Velocity over the fence, it doesn't matter. They cleared.
True. I like the distance. I love to hear all that stuff. Yeah, but distance, 438 feet.
Oh, we're changing subjects.
We're changing subjects. Thank you.
You're learning.
Yeah, yeah. Now you're catching on.
His mutter was a mutter.
All right. So, Beto, I've got a question for you.
Oh.
Richard Jefferson was talking about LeBron the other day. Did you hear it?
No.
Okay. Let me get this sound for you. I want you to be able to react to it and you guys to be able to react to it.
Where was he at? On the podcast?
Yeah, he was on some podcast.
Okay.
And let's see. Do you have this, Jorge? Richard Jefferson? I don't think I've got it.
He says, stand by.
Oh, standing by for Richard Jefferson. Yeah, on some podcast. And he's talking about LeBron James and the Lakers. Here is what he said.
LeBron James has not done enough as a Laker to be on that list. Now, Wilt might be the one person because, again, I feel like Wilt's only won one championship or two, and a lot of them were Game 7 losses to Bill Russell and the Celtics, right? I get it. But I just want to say, like, LeBron's been there now. This is his fourth season. 2 years they haven't made the postseason. 1 year they lost in the first round, and 1 year they won a championship. But if you take that one championship, and not that you take it out, but if you look at, there hasn't been a consistent level of greatness.
Okay, so his argument is LeBron's a great player, and I agree with him. LeBron's an unbelievable player, but he's not one of the greatest Lakers of all time.
Yeah, was there anybody saying that?
Yeah, yeah. No, people have suggested.
That he's one of the greatest Lakers?
Because he won a championship.
A championship.
A championship. Uh-huh. How many does he need to be a great Laker?
4 years, four.
Four championships?
Yeah. This is the standard that Laker fans are going to hold you up, because what are they going to do? How many did Kobe have? Five.
Right.
Right? How many does Shaq
LeBron's
have?
Got four.
Right? No. As a Laker.
As a Laker. Yeah.
He's got one. And that's a great point, though. He's missed the playoffs how many years?
Let's see. 3 years and won the championship one.
Has it? Okay, you just said it right now. I stay when it matters. Has it mattered in the LeBron era?
Has what mattered?
You say you stay for Laker games.
Yes, correct.
When it matters.
Yeah.
Has the LeBron era, have those games mattered? Have they kept Steve Mason's attention?
Well, it's sort of my job to pay attention.
It was terrible
basketball last year. Let me just say, it was terrible basketball. Uh-huh. There were 16 games under 500, bad basketball. LeBron hurt, AD hurt, all that stuff.
Were you making an effort to go to the games?
No.
Your job.
Well, around here, I'm the guy that goes to every football game.
No. We're just keeping on the Lakers here.
Right, sure.
Because you're also the guy, when things are going good, you're riding that bandwagon like no other. You're there. No matter
I'm there
what.
For the playoffs.
Yes.
Yeah, for the playoffs.
Have you been there?
Where's my cake?
Where's my cake? No, I was at, I was at the Golden State Lakers play-in game.
Yeah, but lately, come April, you already got baseball plans. Right?
Straight to the title. Where's my cake?
Good, perfect.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to waste your time on a product that's inferior. You're not going to waste your time when you could be doing something else. Right? April, what are you thinking? Baseball. You're not thinking Lakers playoffs.
Well, yeah, unfortunately not. Unfortunately not.
So why would LeBron go down to one of the greatest Lakers if he's not maintaining?
Well, he's not done yet.
What is LeBron's time here? Mind you, amazing player.
He's going to sign an extension of some kind, we believe, okay. A 1 or 2 year
but
extension.
There's been more drama and turmoil in the LeBron time than there has been compared to other Laker players, right? Because other Laker players were producing championships.
But when you have LeBron, you've kind of given the keys to the franchise to him to some degree.
Good. Then get us a championship.
I'm sure that's what they're trying, man. Uh-huh. Do you think this is a championship team?
Nope.
I don't either, unfortunately.
So when the conversation is LeBron going to go down as one of the greatest Lakers? No, he's not. Because he hasn't produced what the other Lakers have done.
Right.
Jerry West only won that one championship, but he was getting them to the finals.
As an executive, he won multiple championships.
You're held to different standards when you're a Laker. If you're in Cleveland, no matter what he can do, he's perfectly fine. Miami, different story. Lakers, this is why the fans in LA are so passionate about their team, because they only have one expectation. This is why you have a show on Hulu, Showtime, Apple Plus about the Lakers, because somebody's going to greenlight it, because those executives that are going to greenlight those Hollywood scripts are also going to the games because they see what happens. They see that the fans are going to get a tattoo of them. They see that the fans are going to put murals on in their backyard.
Yeah.
They see that the people are going to go and do anything can for the purple and gold, but you better produce.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Well, they haven't been.
No.
They haven't
been. So how's he going to go down as one of the greatest without producing?
I think that's a fair point. He was pivoting off of it, and I am too. I think LeBron is either one or
amazing
two greatest player of all time.
Yes.
Right, one or two.
Yes. But with the Lakers, hasn't delivered.
With the Lakers, no. With the Lakers, no. One championship's not enough to establish yourself as one of the greatest. If he wins another, does that?
Absolutely changes things around.
Does he become one of the greatest Lakers of all time if he wins a second championship?
You can put him in the conversation.
Yeah, he's then in the conversation.
Yeah, but right now you're worried about getting into the playoff game, Steve.
Oh, I know. I know.
Playoff game.
Yeah. Right?
The play-in game.
Yes. The play-in game is what
is what we're talking about now?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Huh. Trying to get into the play-in. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that? By the way, I just realized the weirdest thing that ever happened at a Lakers game was that I had a conversation with Jack Nicholson.
Oh, you didn't.
I did.
No,
I absolutely did.
Jack's not talking to you.
So this was.
No, you didn't.
This was a night.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. No, this was a night. Bergman, there's a funny Nicholson story.
Yeah, we told it at the Manny's. Didn't go over very
did
well.
Did not go over
did
very well.
Did not go well at all.
But I bumped into him when he had a movie coming out had a movie I'd just seen called About Schmidt. And okay. I said to Nicholson, I loved your movie. And he said, what did you like about it?
Yeah.
Which is putting me on the spot. What did you like about it? And I said, I thought your performance was great. I thought the cast was great. Blah, blah, blah. Thank you very much. And he walked back to the chairman's room where all the cool kids go. Have you ever been in the chairman's room?
Not for a Laker game. I'm not allowed in there.
I was there for a Laker game. Have you been there, Bergman?
Yeah.
Chairman's room is just like a super crowded room with
how'd
some
you get access, Bergman?
Hors d'oeuvres, yeah.
Not from work.
He knows people, man. Knows
yeah,
people.
I got friends.
Oh, no, that's a Momo bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
come on, guys.
Yeah. I've been to the chairman's
right
room.
Right over my head, Jorge.
For concerts, I've been there a lot of times.
Have you gone to the backstage?
Yeah, I've been. Who did I drink? I was drinking with, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, that fool.
No, yeah, at a Morrissey concert. I was drinking with Charlie Sheen. He was there. It was interesting. Yeah, at a Morrissey concert.
Wait a minute. You were at a Morrissey concert.
Morrissey concert.
Drinking with Charlie Sheen.
In the chairman's room.
In the chairman's
room.
Who's
live room. Today?
Is it today?
No, not. That sounds like the most.
Okay, first of all, it's a Mexican at a Morrissey concert. You know it's true. Yeah. Because Charlie Sheen was there. And who's the other guy? David Cut. No, it's
just make up a name.
No,
make up a name.
No, no, the guy from Dewey from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
The one that married Courtney Cox?
Yeah, what's his name?
David Arquette.
Him
yeah.
too. They were in there.
At the Morrissey concert.
At the Morrissey concert.
That's
in the
weird. Room. That's You're weird.
I've been in there too. Hey, I saw Bronco at Staples Center. You don't know about that. I was the chairman. I was in the chairman's room for a Mexican concert.
Yeah.
Only one in there.
Is that right?
Had a good old time. Bronco was there. El Coyote. Oh, man, we got down.
Awesome. All right. Coming up next for you.
You
what? You what?
That's what the band says. That's what they say.
One they miss it.
Okay. Coming up next, it's Beto's segment. Beto's going to lead.
Nope.
Yep.
No.
Beto's going to lead us through one segment.
No.
Something you care about.
No, you should have gave me time to prepare for this.
I gave you like weeks to prepare
for
this.
You didn't tell me I was going to lead a segment. I'm done. I already checked out. It's 3:15.
Oh, good. Okay, so he's checked out. All right, coming up next. Coming up next for you.
I'm acting like the other co-host.
Coming up next for you. Do you see what Mookie Betts did last night?
I'm leading the next segment.
Oh, you are now officially you're in?
Yeah, you want me to lead? I'll lead.
Okay, Beto's going to lead the next segment. Then we got Lie of the Day. At some point, I did lie. If you know what that is, you can score for yourself a spot in our fantasy football draft party at Hollywood Park Casino. It is coming up on Friday, August the 26th. It's hosted by Shidano and Cappy. And if you figure out the lie of the day, you win a table at our fantasy football draft party with you and seven of your friends. Everybody's got to be 21 plus. And Sedano and Cappy will be broadcasting live from Hollywood Park Casino that day. Hollywood Park Casino, eat, drink, draft. If you know the lie, get ready to call in. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm your puppet, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you! You can't do this to Mason. Beth Duran, Steve Mason, Mason and I on the show on this Tuesday afternoon. It's Leo season. Happy birthday to everybody born under the Leo sign. Aren't you one of them?
I am not. I am an Aries. My brother is a Leo.
Oh,
yeah. Do you believe in that crap?
Absolutely.
You do.
The lion, the roar. Oh,
what are you?
A Leo.
You are a Leo. Yeah. When's your birthday?
Tomorrow.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Happy birthday in advance.
Happy birthday.
I'll be 40 tomorrow, so I'll be here.
You'll be 40?
Yup.
Now, does that intimidate you? Does that scare you?
No, absolutely not. As a guy, you get older, you get better. It's a lot of fun.
It's true. It's true.
So, yeah, have a lot of fun here. The Wheel of Host. What do you call it?
The Wheel of Host.
The Wheel of Host. Yeah. Today, the wheel landed on Steve Mason. Mason, thank you for joining
the show
here.
Thanks for having me, Beto.
You can't play that for Mason.
Yeah,
that is not fair. That's not fair. All right, Mason, I know you love your Dodgers, right?
Yes, I do.
Now, you're really concerned about Walker Buehler.
I am. They've lost Walker Buehler for the rest of this year.
Okay, now, you know what they do, right? You know what the Dodgers always do. Hmm. They always find a flamethrower in the minor leagues, right?
Yes.
They got some arms on there. So here's a little update for you. So when you go around the water cooler or when you go to your highfalutin baseball fantasy league where everybody knows everything, the Dodgers have made a couple moves in the minor league. Now, we're going to go super inside baseball.
Oh, super inside
baseball.
Super
inside baseball.
Okay. If you're a Dodger fan, pay attention.
Yeah, exactly. These are names that you need to know because they could possibly be somebody that gets thrown in there. You know, in the Dodgers, always find a guy, you know, Dustin May a couple years ago.
Dustin May, sure.
Where it's a flamethrower that comes in, and next you know, they're in the rotation, and why? Next to what? Out of the pen for an inning, boom. Bobby Miller.
Yeah.
Who was basically untouchable.
Yes.
And Gavin Stone have officially been moved to AAA. They're with Oklahoma City.
Interesting.
They're going to make their debut in AAA this week. Stone on Friday, Miller on Saturday. If all indications go, when the rosters expand, they can do things. Now, Steve, here's my question to you.
Yeah.
You're worried about Walker Buehler, but he's not here out of sight, out of mind.
Correct.
Could one of these young arms possibly be a boost for the Dodgers.
So I think the most likely arm, and he had a great rehab start on Sunday at Oklahoma City. Dustin May had 10 strikeouts in 5 innings. I think that's the guy you're most likely going to get major production from. At the same time, I think we will see other guys get shots at start, like Ryan Pepiot starting tonight. Mm-hmm. I think it would not surprise me to see Gavin Stone or Bobby Miller start games because they've got a 15-plus game lead right at this point. You've got a chance to give people an opportunity to break through a little bit. The other guys that I think are important, Blake Treinen is now pitching rehab. It's according to The Athletic, the right-hander is 95-96 mile an hour on the radar, likely to make at least a few more rehab appearances before returning to the Dodgers. I think that is a huge addition.
So the reason I'm bringing this up is I'm not usually a guy who gets really deep into minor league and what they're doing. It's more of like, talk to me when they're here.
Right.
But they're getting one step closer.
Yeah.
This is all calculated with, especially with the minor league season winding down. So in our group chat, hardcore baseball fans,
yep,
they know what they're talking about, but we have the two different factions. We have the guys who are with Walker Buehler. It's all right. He wasn't here. No big deal.
Okay.
And the, man, I do not trust Gonsolin.
Right.
Man, I don't trust Anderson right now. Where do you fall in that line? Are you the super concerned guy or the no pasa nada, we're good?
We did it all without him. We
really
did it all without him. Yeah, I mean, I look at this team and I see him winning. God, I pulled some numbers today. 13 of 14, 16 of 18. They were 21-5 in July, 11-1 in August. They lost that game Sunday to Kansas City. I mean, they are a powerhouse, and they've done it all without Walker Buehler. And I do trust Tony Gonsolin. Tony Gonsolin is a new guy this year. He's a new guy. You can't say, oh, last year he flamed out in the post. Obviously, Tony Gonsolin has come into his own this year.
Mm-hmm.
I also like Tyler. I think Tyler Anderson. By the way, this is what Andrew Friedman does. I mean,
he finds the guys on the back end.
Who
and cleans
knew
them
who
up.
Tyler Anderson was when they signed him?
Not even he knew himself.
And now he's been such a significant contributor. But the other one is Kershaw. I got this note, Beto. I know this is your segment.
No, it's loved. I loved it. I love when my co-hosts come in with preparation.
Excellent, excellent. So Kershaw's injury is not particularly serious. He has been able to resume throwing. The Dodgers have a very comfortable lead, so they can focus on getting him ready for the postseason rather than maximizing his number of regular season starts.
Say a little louder here, Steve Mason. Don't people realize that when Kershaw went down, you know they're doing that. We're going to take an extra week with him.
Yeah.
We're going to be fine.
Phantom IL.
You don't need this guy in July, August.
Yep.
You want him 5 innings max for you in October, right?
Yes.
So what are you going to do? Where's your level of concern with this Dodger team? Are they going to be a Mariner squad that all of a sudden loses in the playoffs?
Well, all you can do, Beto, and I guess this has now come from Les Snead, is he calls it the tournament. All you can do is get into the tournament.
Mm-hmm. But that's not enough good. That's not good.
Yeah, but then it's a crapshoot.
No, it's not.
It is.
Steve, if you're
Beto, it's a crapshoot.
If your Dodgers don't win a World Series, are they failures to you?
It's a very good question.
To you, Steve Mason, you the fan who spends your hard-earned money following them around the country.
Yeah.
If they don't win the World Series after giving what they had to do for them.
I am going to say I'm still okay with it. I
really?
Still think. Yeah.
I'm surprised at.
No. Look.
You're just a golly gee, it's okay,
no,
guys?
No, no, no. It's a crapshoot, man.
And no, it's not.
It
this
is
team
absolutely
is so loaded.
A crapshoot. Washington, what was it, 2 years
Steve,
ago, won the after being
it sounds like you're
15
setting your,
games
it
under
like
500.
You're setting yourself up to, if we don't win, it's okay.
Look. I won a championship. I won another World Series. I want there to be an actual parade here in Los Angeles. But I think the best anybody can say is it's a crapshoot, and you just
you
don't know.
You can't say that. But then you're going in with the best pitcher.
Correct.
You're going in with.
Well, I mean, when they face Scherzer and DeGrom,
they don't scare you,
for the
do
Mets.
They?
Oh, hell yes.
Scherzer still scares you?
Scherzer, are you kidding
Scherzer's
me?
Got
he's,
six
having
for
a,
you.
He's having a great year. Jake DeGrom has been unbelievable. I mean, that's a showdown series. I know.
He's an injury waiting to happen.
No, he struck out like 18 guys in 2 starts. I mean, he's a machine. He's a machine. That's the team
the
I'm
closer,
scared of.
Really, you're scared of the Mets.
Edwin Diaz, great closer.
You're scared of Buck Showalter.
I'm not scared of him. I just know they're going to be tough.
You're scared.
Yeah, I'm not scared.
Steve, I'm surprised.
I don't scare.
I'm surprised with this.
Bergman, do you view it like
you're setting yourself up?
Throwing with Beto.
No. I mean, there's certain parts of this. Like, look, if you're down 2-1 against the Padres, let's say in the NLDS, right? And then you got Tyler Anderson pitching for you in Game 4. How you feeling?
Down 2-1. Tyler Anderson in Game 4.
How you feeling?
I believe in Tyler Anderson.
I'm not feeling good in that situation.
I am.
I'd rather see
you piggyback
Julio
him with
back.
Dustin May, and you're gone.
This is what I'm trying to figure out. Dustin May would have
pitched Game 3.
This is what I'm trying to figure out with you Dodger fans, right? Mm-hmm. You guys are very, very confident all season long. All you ever do whenever the Padres come to town, you post the memes of, we swept them, we took care of them, this, and that. Then when it gets a little bit closer to the playoff time, you guys get really, really tight. Why?
But Beto,
because if you've been so confident with your team all year long, you should be that confident in the playoffs.
You have to realize that any of those teams
that make the playoffs, I think we can win it.
I believe we can win it.
Then why don't you say that?
Because I'm not going to guarantee it. I'm not going to guarantee that we win the World Series.
You finally said we can win it. This team better win it.
Look, I think it's the best Dodger team I've seen.
Then why should they not win?
Because one guy goes cold in the postseason, and if Trey Turner
goes cold in the postseason. Earlier you said baseball's a game where we're talking about the MVP, that one guy can't make that big of a difference. So Trey Turner goes cold, you got eight other guys that better stay hot.
Somebody blows up, Tyler Anderson blows up like Greg Bergman is anticipating.
One game,
you're down 2-1, and you...
But it's also different in baseball now. Your guy's not going seven innings.
Do you not recognize the fact that baseball is a crapshoot?
No, not anymore. Not with this team. With this Dodger team, in the past, I was going, something ain't going to happen.
Look, I will be...
This team, I watched them, and I'm like, they are so freaking
good. I will
good.
Be unbelievably disappointed if we don't win the World Series. Unbelievably disappointed.
Finally, you admit it. This is what I want to hear from you.
But
I don't want to hear that golly gee, we got there good.
No. It is.
You're a very emotional guy when it comes to your Dodgers.
It's a crapshoot, is it not? It's a crapshoot, is it not?
It is very much a crapshoot once you get into the playoffs.
With this team,
anything can happen in a 5-game series.
Anything.
Anything can happen in a 7-game series. I mean, absolutely.
They lost 2 out of 3 to Pittsburgh this year.
They lost 3 out of 4. Yeah, they've lost a ton of games. I think they lost 5 or 6.
But don't you lock in even more.
Didn't they get swept in Colorado? I mean, they've lost to some really bad teams.
Yeah, what's their record? It's okay to lose a weekend.
It's a tear, but the point is, a great team can lose.
Well, this is a great
team. It is a great team.
And it's a failure if they don't win, right?
Without Walker Buehler, though, the pitching staff...
But they weren't here this year, and you got to this point without Walker Buehler.
You're right, but it's different in the playoffs. Having a guy like Walker Buehler starting Game 1 and being available in these big-time moments, it makes a difference.
But I think we've got great
pitching
depth.
I love Julio Urias going Game 1.
Give
me the Kulichi every single time.
Absolutely. He should be the Game 1 starter. He probably will be the Game 1 starter. But then when you have – that's when it starts getting to the later stages and having to rely on Tyler Anderson and Andrew Heaney and yes, Tony Gonsolin, that's when things start to get a little bit, maybe there might be not so good.
All right.
The offense is great.
Mason is saying it's a disappointing season for the Dodgers. All right, we got it.
It's not a disappointing season yet.
What do
you
mean? If they lose it,
it's an unbelievable season.
I like DiCaprio.
This is, I honestly think, is it overstating it to say I think this is the best Dodger team I've seen in the Friedman era?
Absolutely it is.
You think it's the best?
It's fantastic to watch.
It's unbelievable.
Are you nervous?
Of course. I'm always nervous.
I'm not, man.
I'm always nervous.
So much fun. And I'm the guy who's always the one like, nah, I'm the one putting salt. Like, nah, it's going to happen.
Okay,
all right, coming up, more Mason in Ireland, Beto Duran, Steve Mason on the ESPN LA.
And by the way, we're doing Lie of the Day right now. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. Do you know what I lied about?
Wait, you lied?
Yeah.
Okay.
I deliberately told a whole bunch of stories. One of them's not true. In the last hour, 877-710-ESPN. If you win, you and your fantasy football league will draft with Shidano and Cappy at Hollywood Park Casino next Friday. Table in our fantasy football draft party. You, 7 of your friends, everybody's got to be 21. Shidano and Cappy broadcasting live that day. Hollywood Park Casino, eat, drink, draft. If you know, today's Lie of the Day. Mason in Ireland, Beto in for John, 710-ESPN.
Smith's cover band.
All right, so it's Lie of the Day time. And cool prize today. You get to hang out with Shidano and Cappy at Hollywood Park Casino and do your fantasy football draft.
Nice, very nice. That's next Friday, right?
Next Friday, exactly. So here we go. Lie of the Day. As always, we start with caller number 7. What did I lie about? Johnny from Long Beach. Hey.
Hey, Steve Ireland.
Yes, Steve Ireland. John Mason's out today.
There's no way you made up such a story about your grandpappy like riding a roller coaster at 9 years old.
No way you did that.
Yep. If I have my board here. I'm sorry, man.
That's true?
Grandpa Eugene Santa Cruz from 6th Avenue, Altoona, Pennsylvania, did at the age of 83 ride the Mean Streak roller coaster at Cedar Point.
That's true.
Yeah, and I did think we killed him.
No, because you did so much detail in that story, it sounded like Usual Suspects.
Oh,
for Skokie, Illinois. That's what I thought. Yeah. Oh, I have no clue now.
Okay, let's go to line 8. This is Johnny in Gardena. Johnny, you're on 710. Hey.
Hey, Mason.
What's the lie of the day?
I think the lie of the day is you meeting Kim Kardashian and Kanye in the press room.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm sorry. I did. Yeah, they were in the press room. Intimidate. You know what? Stardom has got a power. Like, there's an aura about Kim Kardashian. Like, you know she's a star when you see her. All right, let's go to, but I did see her. Gabriel in West Covina. Gabriel, you're on 710. Hey.
He just hung up.
Let's try Isaac in Covina. Isaac, you're on 710. Hey.
What's going on, boys?
What's up, man?
The lie was Mason talking to Jack Nicholson.
Nah, you've done that.
He's right. I have never talked to Jack Nicholson. Would never approach Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, you would.
I'm totally intimidated by Jack Nicholson.
All the times,
one of our greatest
tunnel?
Living actors. Never. Never
Come on.
Have I said anything to
you,
Jack Nicholson.
You, of all people, who's that scared of anybody?
Isaac, great job, man. You and your league are going to be drafted with Shidano and Cappy next Friday at Hollywood Park Casino. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, Hollywood Park Casino, eat, drink, and draft.
Good for you.
I put a lot of, you know, I try to...
That got me. Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah, I for sure would have thought you...
Isaac called back.
Isaac
hung
called
up on
back.
You.
I hung up on you.
I thought for sure you'd be like, hey, Jack!
No. I am not that guy.
Hoorah!
It's Jack Nicholson. Are you kidding me?
It's Steve Mason. Are you kidding
me?
You have no shame. You'll do it.
I wanted to get one last thing in here. You ready?
What you got?
Mookie Betts in Milwaukee last night.
Very cool.
Listen to this. This is the description by, I think it is, it Joe and Nomar?
Tim
Neville. Nomar. I think it was, maybe it was Nomar.
All right. Here it is. We'll figure out who it is from here.
Let's see. Mookie, want to play catch? Oh, that's awesome. And Mookie says, yeah.
That was not just a couple throws. That was the entire half inning break was spent warming up. And you saw the kid's reaction. Hands on his hat. Can you believe what just happened to me?
That was really cool. So the kid had a sign that said, Mookie, can I have a catch? Or Mookie, let's play catch. Something like that.
Yeah.
And Mookie started tossing it, warming up in the outfield with him and throwing the ball back and forth. It was the coolest thing. Got to make that kid's, you know, that's cool.
We got new signs coming in here in the
signs.
Studio.
Hey, Mace, can you buy me a beer at LAFC? Now, Jorge, are you the one asking for that? You've got it.
All right. I made a sign that says, hey, Mace, can you buy me a beer at LAFC? And what'd you say?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Jorge. Anything for
Should have said two, man.
All right, so Momo's game today. It's an interesting month of Game of Games. I don't think we've ever had this scenario where, first of all, Bergman's leading, which is weird, right? Although you won last month, didn't you, Bergman? I think Bergman's not there.
Oh, he's
okay, the current score for Game of Games is Bergman 3, Ireland 2, Momo 2, Lara 1, Beto 1, Jacob Imrani 1, Jorge 1, Funch 1, Pepe Mantilla 1, me nothing. Everybody has won except me. So today that changes with Momo's game. We will do Momo's Game of Games coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Alright, thank you very much, Christopher. And what day is Jacob Imrani himself playing this week?
Thursday.
We look forward to having Jacob on the show. We're going to be in his suite tonight at LAFC. Momo is here, but Beto's filling in. He's done a great job filling in for Ireland.
Thank you.
Didn't miss a beat. And Momo's here with the game. She's doing the afternoon show along with Clinton Yates, the big CY. So, Momo, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm like on one today. I had like 10 preschoolers at my house. For
really?
And I had like all kinds.
Why
of
Why would
cookies.
You volunteer for something like that?
I don't know.
Superwoman.
I don't know. I think I was just.
You're such a busy human being.
I know. And I just said, come on over. We'll put all the toys out. You can jump in the pool and you watch your own kid. Yeah.
It's a good rule.
Yeah. Watch your kid and we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Oh, wow. Hopefully,
hey, there's a pool. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I had a lot of water wings for everybody.
Okay, good.
That's cool. Those memories are awesome.
Yeah, I got lots of photos. It was kind of bedlam, and it was okay.
That's awesome. Is it on your Instagram?
Not yet.
Okay.
No biting?
Not yet.
We look forward.
My kid ran out, you know, was just running, and I said, whenever somebody comes to the house, you say, "Welcome to Danny's house." That was very cute.
Oh, that is. Yeah. That is. Yeah. All right. So what's your game?
Okay. It's called Three Strikes. Okay. Yeah, no, that's enough. cute kid talk over.
Yeah.
This is called Three Strikes. We're going to go around the corn. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to name a category. Some of these are going to be easy. Some of these are going to be hard. You have 5 seconds to name one. If you cannot name... You only name one. If you cannot name one in the 5 seconds, that's a strike.
Okay.
When we get all the way around... And the last person to have three strikes wins.
Okay.
You get it?
Three strikes.
Does that make sense?
Yep. Got
okay.
it. Three strikes.
So I'm going to kind of start with something very easy.
Okay. This will go to Beto.
No. Go to Steve.
Okay. We're going to go Mason, Beto, Greg, hey. Jorge in okay. that order. Okay.
All right. It's your show. Come
okay.
on.
Mason, Beto, Greg, Jorge. Okay.
Yep.
Mason, football stadiums.
SoFi Stadium.
Beto.
Regent or Allegiant.
Okay, Greg.
Well, that was what you said, Regent.
Hurry, whatever it's called.
One.
Coliseum.
Okay. Oh. Which one? Okay, I'll give you that. Rose Bowl. Okay, Mace.
Soldier Field.
Beto.
Orange Bowl.
Okay.
Is that the name of the stadium?
I don't know.
I think that's
yeah.
just the bowl.
I think that's just the bowl game.
What about the Rolls? It's a Rolls.
That's the name of the
stadium. The Rose Bowl is named
the Rose Bowl. Is named the Rose Bowl.
We're on the first one.
Okay, we're going to allow it.
All right, well, was it MetLife?
MetLife.
Yeah, and it's
yeah,
in New York.
And okay, the Meadowlands, yeah.
Arrowhead.
Okay.
Arrowhead
good.
All right. Three, two, one.
God, and I had one in the queue, too. I was trying to think of right. Lambeau Field.
Lambeau Field.
Next category.
Next category. Yeah, no, I got the strike, so it's Tostitos next category.
Bowl. Beto, starting with you, next category.
Tostitos Bowl.
Cheez-It Bowl.
For all the Tostitos.
Things that you brush. Go ahead, Beto.
Teeth.
Hair.
Jorge.
Horse.
Lint.
Dog.
You don't
brush
yeah,
lint
yeah.
off.
Sure, allow it. I'll allow it. Yeah.
Your dog.
You brush a horse.
I already said that.
Stuck on trying to get Mason a second.
Couldn't
strike.
Think of
okay.
who else.
Jorge, starts with you.
Okay.
Things that pass through your body.
Blood.
Food.
Mace.
Gas.
Water.
Boogers.
Earwax.
Arthritis.
Okay.
Excrement.
Gas.
I already said.
Okay.
I think actually you were the one that first said gas and then it came back around and you said it again.
Okay.
I said blood.
You know what? He's got toddlers on the brain. Okay. Yeah. All right. Mace goes to you. Current late night talk show host.
Stephen Colbert.
Better. Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jorge.
Johnny Carson.
Current. Two strikes for Jorge.
Ooh.
Okay.
Jorge's
almost done.
San Francisco.
All right. Things that live in the ocean. Mason.
Jellyfish.
Beto.
Sharks.
Kelp.
Clownfish.
Barracudas.
Whale.
Hammerhead shark.
Dolphin.
Starfish.
Plankton.
Greg.
Another type of fish.
Three, two, one.
Flounder.
Okay.
Flounder.
Oh,
that's
right
a movie.
Go ahead, Jorge.
Seahorse.
Okay.
Oh, crap. I was going to say seahorse.
Three, two,
sand dollar.
One. Okay. It's okay. He got it in.
Oh, you got it in?
Yeah.
Dolphins.
Two. I already said dolphins.
Oh, Beto gets a strike. So
okay.
Right now, how many strikes?
Jorge has two strikes. Beto, one strike. Mason, one strike. And Greg, one strike. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Spanish-speaking countries. Is it Mason first?
Yes.
Mason.
Paraguay.
Spain.
Chile.
Mexico.
Uruguay.
Argentina.
El Salvador.
Guatemala.
Colombia.
Costa Rica.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Three, two, one.
Brazil.
Okay.
No.
It's Portuguese.
Oh, it is Portuguese.
Do the rams.
Damn.
Gregino.
I should have said the United States.
Okay. Should we do a hard one?
Yeah, let's do a hard one. Let's wipe somebody out
okay,
here.
Okay, let's wipe someone out. Ready?
Yep.
List of states that border an ocean. Okay, we're going to start with Jorge. U.S. states that border an ocean.
California.
Okay, Mace.
New York.
Okay.
Oregon.
Okay. Washington.
Yep.
Maine.
Okay.
New Jersey.
Yep. Florida.
Yep.
Rhode Island.
Yep.
Vermont.
Is Vermont on the list? Vermont
it's at the top.
I think
not
Hampshire.
Canada.
Bordering an ocean.
I think New Hampshire is. I think New Hampshire is in that spot.
All right. Jorge's up. Done.
Bye.
Okay.
Texas.
All right. Mace, yep. Beto, and Greg.
Yep.
Okay. Should we do a hard one?
Yeah, do a hard one. Yeah. Make them hard. Yeah.
Things that Denny's offers in omelets. This has to be something that goes in an omelet. Okay?
It goes in an omelet.
In an omelet. Oh. In an omelet. Toppings, condiments,
yes, yes,
et cetera. Okay? We're going to start with Mace.
Mushrooms.
Okay.
Cheese.
Okay.
Eggs.
Sausage.
Okay. Chorizo.
All right.
Tomatoes.
Okay.
Bacon.
Yep.
Green peppers.
Okay.
Ham.
Okay.
Chili peppers.
Same as green peppers.
No,
oh, yeah, you got it. Oh,
no, there's bell peppers and there's
chili
peppers.
I'll allow it. Okay, go ahead. Beto?
Sausage.
We already said sausage.
Said sausage.
Yeah, two strikes for Beto.
What's up?
You got a chance here, Mace. I'm not good at this game.
Greg.
Yeah, you're
Mace
not good at this game.
I don't like this
Greg
game.
Greg has two strikes. Beto has two strikes.
Damn.
Mason, just
one strike. Oh, I've got this.
No!
Right. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Okay. Famous bald people. Famous Kamenisky. Bald people. We're going to start with Greg. Starting with Greg.
Larry David.
Okay.
Adam Silver.
Okay. Beto?
He's out.
Wait.
Jeff Bezos. I said, don't you have three strikes, Beto?
Beto doesn't have three strikes.
Oh, my bad. Good.
What are you doing?
Disturbing the flow of the game.
Yeah,
my bad.
Beto.
So, am I in or not?
Yeah, you're in.
Ballmer.
Ballmer, okay.
Bezos.
Jason Alexander.
Okay.
Giuliani.
Rudy, okay. Yep. Greg? Three.
Sinead O'Connor.
Okay. Yeah, he got it. Okay. Come on, Mace. You can do it.
No, he can't.
Oh, what's on the telly?
No.
Is that two or three for him?
Two for Mace.
Oh,
everyone has two.
DJ Ever has bald. Okay. He ain't famous anymore.
All right, I'll do something a little bit easier.
Okay.
A little easier.
No.
Top 10 most followed religions in the world.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay, it's only going to be easy for the first few. Right?
Okay, right?
No, I'm going to go out in the first one.
All right. Whose turn is it?
Whoever you want.
Beto's turn. Go ahead, Beto.
Catholicism.
Okay.
Judaism.
Yep.
Go Protestant.
Ahead. Okay.
Is that an answer or not?
Yeah, Protestant. That's fine.
Okay, sure. Buddhist.
Okay.
Christianity.
Well, we already had Catholicism and
Christianity. No, Catholicism and Christianity are two. Those are different. Those are different.
It's like bell
peppers. No.
Catholic and Christian are different.
I get bond. With the Catholics, we get bread.
Let's let the big CY rule here.
I'm ruling that all sects of Christianity, including Catholicism, count. So Protestant.
Right. Well, then,
all that.
Okay, all count.
He's a Christian.
But that, to me, is moving backwards. You should have established that before.
It's like green peppers and bell peppers.
Yeah, exactly. It's that kind of thing.
But
he said chili peppers.
I said chili peppers. No, it's not the same.
No, but his point is like, it's the peppers.
Yes, right. All
same
Christianity is his point.
We're going to allow Christianity.
Okay, allow Christianity.
We got to move this along.
Everybody hang on.
Padre Nuestro.
Next religion.
Okay, everybody hang on. We got to finish this game. Momo.
Next religion. Go ahead.
Hindu.
Okay.
Muslim.
Okay.
Lutheran.
Three. Okay.
Methodist.
Okay. Beto.
Baptist.
Okay. We're going through every sex.
This is where it gets tough.
Okay, Greg?
I don't know any other religions.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Scientology.
No, not really. Why are you helping
Is that a religion?
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, is it really?
Well, I mean,
yes.
Yes.
That's in the top 10?
No way.
It is a religion.
It doesn't really, but I'm allowing it.
Yeah, no.
Sorry.
Is it a religion?
That's
a religion.
That's a different world.
Okay, I got to stay alive here. I will say Sikh.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Go Mace. All right. Come on, Beto.
Shiite.
Okay, ooh. There's Sunni and Shiites. Okay, yeah.
Mormonism.
Okay.
Oh.
Mace, this is good. Come on, Mace.
Mace is stuck.
Three.
Two.
Scientology.
One.
The human fund.
What else did I miss?
Indigenous, African traditional, agnostic. Chinese traditional.
Agnostic.
Yeah.
Agnostic.
Did anyone really say Buddhist? Not a religion. I don't think anyone said Buddhist.
I said Buddhist.
Buddhist
was done. Right. Okay, let's wrap this up. It is either Bergman or
Bergman can win. I'll see.
No,
Bergman.
We're doing it. We're doing it.
I'll have a great game.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't win. I can win fair and square.
Yeah, we're doing it.
I'm out. Happy hour.
Ready?
Yep.
90s. No, let's not do that one. Let's do a harder one.
Okay.
Things that are free. Things that are free. Beto, start us off.
Things that are free. Freeway.
Okay.
The air.
Okay. Things that are free.
Water.
Okay.
Time.
All right.
Clothes.
No, well,
they're not free.
This is free. This was free.
Oh, no.
This
no,
was
no,
free.
Your time is free, Greg? Yeah.
Like, hey,
time
is free. No, everything I wear is free.
Bergman for the win.
No,
sorry, Beto. Bergman for the win.
Hello, if it's free, it's me. Give me three. Come on. This is rigged.
That game fell apart.
All right, yeah, that really did go bad.
Now I know why they say Ramona Games.
Hang on. Game of Games powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to call Jacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. Jacob, that is 844-24 Jacob, and it is time right now to hit the stage, Jorge.
ESPN AM 710 Los Angeles,
KRDC AM 1110 Pasadena, Los Angeles,
K256 99.1 FM Pasadena, Los Angeles.
It's the greatest segment in LA sports radio history. Radio history.
Oh my God.
When the shows come together for magic on the radio.
Hit Bologna grows stronger. Super Crosstalk.
Are we ready for Sedano and Kaff to join Mason in Ireland?
Super Crosstalk begins.
Super Crosstalk. Presented by Coors Light. Coors Light. Made to chill.
It's time for Super Crosstalk.
Super Crosstalk time. It is United, Beto, Momo, the big CY. It's obviously the time of year, August, before football season, where people try to get their vacations in.
So or you bring in the good heavy hitters.
You're one to talk,
No, I'm getting my vacation in. That's what I'm saying.
I got it. Yeah. No, this is fun. This is a good time of year. We did a little sort of a presto change-o with yesterday.
What was that?
It was you two in here, and now it's us two. Or it was us two, then now it's us two and you two.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Swap, if you will.
Do you think Beto and I have chemistry?
I listened to a little bit, yeah.
Thank you, Mom.
I listened to a little bit. Yeah. I think so. I think Beto was trying to be antagonistic because that's what he does.
That is what he
as
does.
As opposed to being thoughtful like when he's with me. But that's just me bragging. So.
Really? So you're saying you bring out the best in Beto?
Yes, we do. There's a different thing that
you think
happens
that's true?
When
Absolutely.
The black and brown comes together.
Really?
I do think there's a different flavor pattern there, if you will.
Yeah. I was good for a good hour and a half.
And then it just went out of the window. Then you started telling people that all your clothes are free. But no, I get it. Yeah, you guys were good.
Yeah, no, it was fun.
It was fun. I'm a big fan of Steve Mason.
By the way, I should mention this. You know, we lied to you guys for a long time.
What's
because
that?
Beto and I technically never had a feud.
Yeah, well, that's obvious, you know.
It was a fake feud.
It was a fake feud.
When you were named the manager of our co-ed softball team,
yeah.
Beto sent me a text saying, we need to get Mason.
Because I didn't want to lose.
Guess what?
We won despite you.
I general managed my way to the win.
You pressed the buttons.
Yeah. No, that's why you guys are, who's doing this? It was me. Genie I texted Buster. You. I texted Greg. I texted everybody.
And I did make a joke that we can't say on air.
Genie Buster. Yeah.
I deleted it quick.
Did you watch last night?
I watched Better Call Saul. I did not watch the Legacy show.
Jack
did
McKinney,
you watch it?
Jack McKinney looks like the guy in Better Call Saul. Things
he does.
I learned yesterday. I
he
was
does
like,
look like
oh
him.
My God. I don't
you
even
know,
watch
Jack
Better
McKinney
Call Saul.
Also looks like Fred Claire.
Okay.
The former Dodger GM.
No, Steven John.
That's is that your Fred
that's
Claire?
Fred Claire, yeah.
Have you been on the air long enough that you also have a Fred Claire?
Oh, yeah. We used to interview Fred all
the
time.
Look at that. Wow. You have a Fred Claire?
1988.
Ramona, as we look at this team, we see it's very nasal.
Do people know who Fred Claire is?
He's an old general manager for the Dodgers.
88 Dodgers. Yeah, he was a sports writer.
Is.
Right.
Daily Breeze.
Yeah. Great guy. I don't know if he's alive or not, but he's a great guy.
Jack Murphy style,
So what did you think of Legacy?
I thought, so here's a lot of people in the community had a lot to say about it because they watched it, and a lot of these Laker fans are so protective of anything. But what I've realized now between Winning Time, between Magic's doc, and between Laker Legacy, these are just three very different products. They're not even remotely related in terms of like the continuity of what the experience is for a Laker fan at all. Winning Time to me is something for probably people who aren't Lakers fans.
Yeah, it's mass entertainment. Yeah.
It's mass entertainment. To me, Magic's documentary, honestly, felt like it was for black folks a lot more than he did one of these two things. When I watched that thing, I was like, this feels like looking at my parents when they were young through a family photo album. That's the vibe that the Magic doc presents. Laker Legacy, bro, that's a freshman class on Lakers history, and it takes a while. And you're like, okay, we're going through every single
home
thing.
Movies of the bus
kids. There's a lot of content that is presented in a way that is not very flashy, but it's very, you know, thorough storytelling thing that I don't necessarily know a lot of people are going to
love. Is there anything we don't, like, you watched how many episodes?
I watched the first two that were released.
First two.
I almost got
two
that a couple
are out
more.
Right
the two that are
I've
out.
Only watched one because I didn't have time left.
Tell me something I don't know from that documentary.
That's the question I can't answer because
really?
I don't know that I learned anything outside of seeing people in images that I had not seen them
there was
in
some
before.
Stuff about the divorce of the of Jerry Buss and his wife that I hadn't seen before.
Yeah.
And
I
wasn't
sure. Is that relevant, though?
I mean, if you're talking about the history of the Buss family and how they are who they are.
So it's more about the Buss family.
It's
I feel like
lot,
that they're setting that up as a
that
central
first
theme.
Episode is very much about the Buss family. Then it gets in more to the team.
Yeah.
I think the thing that I learned the most, well, rather the thing that surprised me the most was that I don't want to say the casualness with which they talked about Dr. Buss's sort of relationships with everybody, but I was like, yo, like, this isn't very funny. I was kind of surprised by how they were very honest, but in a way that was kind of it was a little awkward to watch all those people talk about the relationships he had with women and how he treated various people.
Oh, okay.
Like it's real enough that you're like, oh, okay. Like, I mean, I knew that. I didn't necessarily expect anybody to talk about it like
that. But it's also like this is the in-house one.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is the one that was produced by the Lakers.
It says in association with the Los Angeles Lakers, right?
Right. It's like all the footage, all the interviews are done through them.
Yeah.
Is it for Lakers fans or is it for... Is it mass entertainment?
I think it's for basketball fans
basketball
that like
fans,
the Lakers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe, you know what I'm saying? And I don't necessarily mean diehard Lakers fans. I just mean there's a lot of basketball history. And you get to see what it does provide from a sort of artistic standpoint is it gives you the best archival footage that you've probably ever seen of the era. And that was the draw for me, like seeing literally like old ABC Newsnight graphics, sort of corny stuff like that.
I like that stuff too.
That's why I brought it up.
You literally see Bill Sharman doing the coin flip that gets the magic.
Yes,
wow.
Exactly.
Oh,
so you
cool.
get a lot of that footage and you get a lot of, you know, visuals of them at practice that are, you know, real actual stuff. You know, the jumpsuits from the 80s.
Yeah,
stuff. That to me is the cool part. I don't necessarily know that I learned a ton.
Yep.
But looking at it was enough of a visual experience that I kept it on.
Yeah, the way you explained it, it's a freshman class for Lakers.
Yes, basically. And it's a long one. Yeah.
Lakers 101.
Yeah, Lakers 101, pretty much. Yeah,
it's but it's also like there's a difference between the documentary and scripted.
Yes.
Okay, so documentary, it's like they show everything and you have to have interviews with people to do it. Whereas like in scripted, you can get
What if I told you?
You know all about these.
Yeah.
You can get at a lot of things like with just the way a character is dressed or the place where they go, where you don't have to have somebody saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
A lot of Rob Lowe, too, by the way.
Rob Lowe.
A lot of Rob Lowe. Yeah. A lot of Jamal Wilkes.
Yeah, a lot of Jamal.
Rob Lowe?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be Jack Nicholson?
No.
Well, I mean, Jack is not really in a position.
When I think Rob Lowe, I think Dodgers. Rob Lowe's all.
I think the guy with the MLB hat.
He's in the NFL hat.
When Rob Lowe was a young hotshot, he was one of the guys that was really big at the Forum.
As like the Rat Pack.
There's a somewhat famous story of him leaving a movie set and going on a seaplane clandestinely to get to Boston, leaving a shoot he was doing. They ended up showing him on TV, and he got in trouble with the studio.
What I'm going to watch?
Hey, man. That's what happens.
I'm in for it tonight.
It's not bad.
I'm in for it tonight.
You're going to the LAFC game. You're not watching it tonight.
Oh, crap.
You could be done at halftime.
It's not something. Yeah, you're going to be out.
I am leaving at halftime. Yeah.
No, you're staying in the suite all game.
No,
DC United, Wayne Rooney, you are not going anywhere.
Already established I'm leaving at halftime.
By the way.
Anything beyond halftime is a bonus for him.
Yeah, it is.
But we have open bar.
I know.
That's exactly why
on your
he's
tab.
Leaving.
I don't
That's
drink.
That's why Did he's you, leaving at half.
I don't but drink. Did you hear our Clearman's Galley remote?
Tab. You have there. To sign out.
Oh, you were there for that. Oh, God.
I didn't realize we were talking about that, but yes, that was.
Yeah, no, I haven't had a drink since.
That was quite the day. Very
that
well.
That was very awful. Very awful. All right, so we had this conversation earlier, and these guys all made fun of me. So I'm going to ask you guys, and think about it, you know, be thoughtful.
Yeah.
You guys are thoughtful.
Okay.
So in other countries, when you leave a tip, you look at the bill, there's a total, and then there's a line to leave a tip.
Right.
Right.
You don't have to do the math.
I don't do the math.
I don't do the math?
I leave a flat number. I do the math in my head.
Can you do that? You don't have to write the total?
If the bill is $73, I'll just write $100 or whatever, and I'll just sign it. Yeah.
You're tipping $100 for $73?
I mean, if...
$20 tip.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Oh, I see, $100.
Yeah, if the bill is $73, the total is
$100. So you don't even do the math?
I don't do the math.
Oh, that's what I'm going to start doing.
I've decided this is what I'm spending on it.
I always do the math.
I don't do the math.
Yeah, I'm going to skip the math from now on.
Okay.
Yeah, math is hard for me.
Because, I mean, the math, to me, you're getting into... I don't want to say infinitesimal, and I'm not acting like I got it like that, but if it's somewhere between $5 and $6 of a difference, and it's like, all right, well, I can just round it off, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's what I do.
No, Mace just doesn't want to write the second line. He doesn't want to put five under
the
25.
You do the math,
like 20.
Oh, yeah, then just skip that part and just write what you want.
And then you're like, oh, shoot, I got that wrong.
But then he's going to end up tipping too much.
No, that's why I write the total.
Yeah.
Because I just...
So I'm totally reasonable in this complaint.
Yeah, I would say so. But you're doing the wrong... You're leaving out the wrong step. You know, they can do the math because the reason why you put the total, and this is what I learned from being a server, is that that's all they do anyway. They're not adding the math. You just say, this is the bill, and then when you go close it out, you put in the total, and the computer does the math for you.
Oh, God.
That's why you put the total. Yeah, because nobody's counting that anyway in the system. Yeah, these are things you learn when you're out there doing real jobs in America, Greg.
Also, it's better to leave a tip in cash than it is
yes.
on your credit
for
card.
Sure. Absolutely.
Because they have to declare it if it's on your credit card.
Momo, did you ever have a regular job? I didn't. I almost said a real job, but a regular job.
I'm the same. I was a camp counselor.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Camp 17.
That's fun. That's fun.
I was at Balboa Sports Camp, and I was like a camp counselor for a bunch of little kids running around.
I did that job too. Yeah.
That was fun.
I've done a lot of jobs. Yeah,
that's cool. Dude. What's the worst?
I was a bank teller. I worked at a CVS for a week and then walked out when I was like 18.
You walked out.
I was very
CVS.
Aimless.
You didn't like the receipt?
No, bro. The thing was is that like I worked at one like in my neighborhood, so like I would see people and it's like, yo,
they're
bro,
not paying.
I can no, forget that. I don't want to know what you buy at CVS. Do you understand the kind of goods that people are copping at CVS?
Especially late at night?
All sorts of things and all sorts of body parts, all sorts of things that I don't want to think about you using.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. It was unbearable.
My worst job was telephone solicitor.
Oh,
that is a
I kind of did that some.
What were you trying to get?
Aluminum siding.
Aluminum siding.
Good evening, Mr. Johnson. That's Steve from the Key Corporation. Can I ask you what type of material you have on the outside of the home?
Wow.
Okay. So
that's
pretty bad.
You worked at Radio since 15. That's why did you have to do this job?
I had real jobs.
Yeah. Why?
Because
it wasn't like
you know what? You know what? Working for a little AM station in Toledo, Ohio is like.
I can't
live on that money. You got to go do telephone solicitor work.
Ooh,
yeah. And it helps your voice in your presentation.
Oh, it does.
Probably like it's like playing in minor
the
leagues.
Key Corporation. Yeah. What type of material do you have on the outside of the home? Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
really,
I was. Yeah.
Wow.
I could talk people into anything.
Like doing a show?
Like I'm doing a radio show. Exactly. Hey, we talked about this. Have you heard, you know the jingle that we use at the beginning of the show?
Sure.
The ESPN 710 Los Angeles Sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to, as a surprise for John Ireland, replace it with something new.
Ooh. While he's gone?
While he's gone. So he hears it when he gets back on Monday. So if you're somebody that can sing or do a jingle. You don't have to actually be good to do it. Something catchy, something original that we can use in our opens. DM me at Venice Mace. My DMs are open. DM me the little MP3 file. We'll use it on the air. We'll try it out. And whoever has the best one and becomes the jingle that's going to stick, we will give you, you've heard about our chains. We're going to give you a Mason and Ireland chain if you're the person that comes up with the new jingle.
I feel like we got to up the prize.
Give away his Rams tickets. What else? Your Rams tickets.
Maybe like Rams tickets are a lot. But
how about
a
Mason and Ireland t-shirt?
I'd say a gift card.
A gift card?
Something that they... Don't you guys have gift cards lying around all over the place?
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere.
Something
yeah, you want one?
Courtesy of Clinton Yates.
I'm knee-deep in gift cards.
I just mean like a $20 chain.
$4 at Starbucks because they messed up my order and they were like, here, this is... good for $4 at any Starbucks.
That's good. That's
I just
good.
Feel like something a little, with a little bit more pop. Or maybe, I don't know.
Do they get it used every day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's one of those, like.
Okay, all right, here's
no,
what I'm
no,
do.
No, 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 no. The chain is the perfect chain enough is, all the by chain itself.
Is nope.
Absolutely.
Yes,
listen, absolutely. This is a great prize.
Listen to what I'm saying. As the quality of the prize goes up, the quality of the jingle increases too. This is the reason why you up the ante on this. If you give guys no kind of money, you're not going to get good players.
Okay.
This is why I'm talking about
chain
this.
Plus $100 cash.
Just oh, 100? Oh, wow. Okay.
A Benjamin, that'll get a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. Greg, we need $100.
Yeah, get that from your budget, will you?
Yeah, I don't have one of those.
Make that mythical
that
real.
That budget is called the Venice Mace budget.
Put on your expense report.
Just yeah, saying. Don't got any of those either.
Just so $100 cash. And a Mason and Ireland
there
chain.
There you go.
If you come up with the jingle that we wind up using on the show, DM me that at Venice Mace.
Hey,
that's
like
a
that.
Prize.
That's a prize.
That's
yeah.
a real prize.
There you go.
You
it cost me money. Cost me
I mean, you know, at least you get to make a friend.
Right off.
If you hear cash given away here, it means one of us.
Hey,
did.
Can I get $20?
How are you going to okay. like? How are you going to do this? Are you going to Venmo somebody or something?
Yeah, yeah exactly.
Exactly. Okay. Way easy.
Perfect. Very easy.
Way easy.
Very easy. All right, so we're all off to the LAFC game tonight.
Let's go.
Are
let's
we
going
to get a check in when you guys get close?
Sure.
I would, yeah, that we'll, would be. That would not be
we'll
bad.
We'll check in. Beto's gone. Jorge's gone. Bergman. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Laura. Travis. Lewa. Taylor.
The whole station's going.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's why I'm. That's why I did 1-4 so I can go to the game.
I'm sure you can come
Screw
along.
Y'all, man.
I'm sure. I'm sure you can come along.
I yeah, definitely I cannot. I have two children.
Okay, Ramona, just
fed.
Ramona.
By the way, we're in Jacob and Ronnie's box. It's fully stocked.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to front. I went to an LAFC game in a box earlier this year.
That's
too.
Cool.
After hey. Talking about it on this station, somebody invited me, so right. I've gotten my freebie for the yeah. year.
There
I'm
you
not,
go.
I'm not complaining.
So you want to go?
Look, he's if, even wearing a we, Pele hoodie.
I am wearing.
There's
a
another
soccer,
ticket.
Who's wearing,
there's another ticket.
We can find one. Mason, buy him a ticket.
Let me once oh we get God. The once we Stop, get the check in, I'll determine him. If I can make it.
I'll Venmo LAFC.
Do not pencil me in for this. Y'all right. are gonna have.
Nah,
a blast.
We're gonna have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. I have no idea. We're gonna spin the wheel of co-hosts. I have no idea who's gonna come up, and also Michael Thompson's gonna hang out tomorrow.
Hey.
So that's tomorrow's show. Coming up now, the Shedano and Cappy show with Momo and the Big CY. I hope you'd see you tonight at the LAFC game. We're back tomorrow, 710 ESPN.